Oh, we're all getting ready for 4th of July celebrations, although there aren't nearly as many this year, but there will be some over the next couple of weeks. Here, as a matter of fact, we've been hearing a lot about people shooting off fireworks at the wee hours of the night, and well, there will certainly be a little bit in the way of fireworks shows coming up in the next couple of weeks. And here to shed some more light on what's going on with Avon Lake anyways when it comes to 4th of July celebrations, we've got Tony Tominick joining us on the hotline from Heritage Avon Lake. Tony, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for inviting me to speak.
Well, I want to get in to the 4th of July celebration that you guys have come up with, Birthday USA 2020. This is an unparade, which is interesting. So for those that aren't familiar, what exactly are the details of the event?
Well, we knew we couldn't, you know, we weren't going to have fireworks here in Avon Lake. So we came up with the idea of bringing the mountain to Muhammad, kind of an idea. We're all going to, we being the Avon Lake Historical Society, local not-for-profits, the USO, the FBI, the Avon Lake Police, the Lorain County Sheriff's Department, we're all going to get together and we're going to create an environment where people can drive through, decorate their cars, drive through a designated area, and we're going to celebrate them. And we're going to have patriotic music, and we're going to have stilt walkers and candy, and it's a way to celebrate here in Avon Lake that that is safe, and we're going to practice all the guidelines on social distancing. So I'm pretty excited about it.
Have you guys hammered down locations and things of that nature, or the parade path? Have you guys figured that stuff out yet?
Yes, it's going to be at Beach Park Station, which old-timers here at Avon Lake call Stop 65. It's the location is going to be actually a parking area that is where the Lakeshore Electric car number 38 is, if you've ever been down Lake Road in Avon Lake. It's just a parking area, so it takes about, if you drive very slow, it'll take you about 5 minutes to drive through. So that's all it is. It's on private land. So it's not, we're not going to be taking up any city streets. It's just going to be people and their families decorating their cars and driving through this parking area, and then we're going to give them stuff.
Now, Tony, seems you guys are planning on having some festive historical touches involved with this, and while I'm sure not everything is finalized yet, are you able to give us any hints or any previews about what we might be able to see on the path?
Well, you know, nothing's finalized, as you say, but right now it's just we're going to have patriotic music. That whole area is basically historic. The old Beach Park Station, which is now Rico's restaurant and several other businesses in that building, that has historic value because it was once Beach Park Station, which was a main car barn for the Lakeshore Electric Railway back in the day. So that whole area with Car 38, in fact, our Avon Lake Historical Society Museum is being built as we speak, and it's going to be housed in that very same building.
Again, we're being joined on the hotline by Tony Tominick with Heritage Avon Lake, talking about the Birthday USA 2020 Unparade event coming up here in just a little bit over a week and a half. Now, Tony, there's also a tie-in here with Community Resource Services. Can you elaborate on that?
That's the best part, Andy. We are, the only thing it costs anybody to drive through there is dry goods for Community Resource Services. Community Resource Services is a local organization that helps families in Avon and Avon Lake. So if you come in and you donate some dry goods, that's your ticket for a passage through, if you will, our unparade. I'm really excited. We actually have the USO coming now. I just talked with them. We're trying to get Crusher from the Lake Erie Crushers to attend. I haven't got any confirmation on that yet. We're just working at it. And we're also talking about maybe getting Slider. But again, that takes a little bit more effort on my part so far.
Slider and Stomper, that would be quite the tag team. So let's hope that both are able to make their way out there. That would be a really, really cool addition to the show. That would be pretty awesome.
Yep. Yeah, and we're going to have two stilt walkers, Uncle Sam and the Lady Liberty. They'll be there. So, And we've got an assortment of candy and tattoos and different. The local Kiwanians are giving out something. The Rotary is giving out something. Some of the smaller businesses are giving out something. In fact, community resource services are going to be stopping cars as they pull in to collect all of their dry goods. So, you know, it's a little bit different. We're not going to be launching M80s and rockets into the air, but we're going to celebrate.
And there's still a heck of a lot to celebrate. There's no question about that. And I know going to an event like this, there are some out there that might be at least a little bit apprehensive on the surface, not quite sure what to expect. So I know we're still about 10 days out here, but Tony, what do you want those who plan on attending the event to know or be aware of in advance?
Well, we're hoping it's crowded as heck. We are hoping that we generate a lot of stuff for community resource services. We're going to practice all the guidelines. We're going to be masked. All materials, they'll stay in their car, and all the vendors, quote-unquote, will just hand things to them through their car windows. We also are going to have a station at the end where they're going to get their car taken, their picture of their vehicle taken, decorated with the Statue of Liberty and Uncle Sam standing next to them. And that's going to be, you know, available, too. So, you know, it's just a party, Andy. It's just a party.
Well, I think we can all get behind a party. I think we all need a party this time of the year.
I would agree.
Especially after what we've experienced these last few months here. And you know, look, I think the 4th of July is always going to be a special day for all of us, even in a year like this where nothing seems normal. It's nice to hear that you guys have a plan in place for this Birthday USA 2020 Unparade. We certainly hope that everybody has a chance to come on out there, check out the festivities. Hopefully Stomper and Slider are able to make their way out there as well. Maybe you could put Stomper and Slider on some stilts. What do you think?
I would love to. It's the event goes 10 to noon on July 4th. It's early enough so you can still have your company or your picnic in the backyard. So it's only 2 hours, so we'll see if we can raise enough maybe money and food for CRS.
Absolutely. And CRS, as you mentioned, Tony, a terrific organization. We all love CRS for sure. Well, Tony, we appreciate the time as always. And before we cut you loose here, for those, again, thinking about attending the event and want just a little bit more information, can they go get more information on the Heritage Avon Lake website?
Yeah, they can get it on the Avon Lake Rec Department website, avonlakerec.com, and registration is there. We're only registering so we can get a feel for how many people are planning on attending. And this effort is not just by the Avon Lake Historical Society, but also the Avon Lake Sports Boosters and the city. We've all three of us got together to pull this off. So we're excited about it, Andy, and I appreciate you giving me a chance to talk about it.
Oh, absolutely, Tony. We appreciate the time. And again, we hope that Mother Nature cooperates and that you guys have a real nice turnout on the 4th of July. Thanks for the time, Tony.
Thank you.
Again, that's Tony Tomadic with Heritage Avon Lake joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, talking about the Birthday USA 2020 Unparade.